views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Welcome to the Angels and Answers Psychic Radio Show with clairvoyants Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel. Artie is renowned psychic medium, spiritual life coach, and entertaining motivational speaker. Sky's given talent of inner guidance gives her the ability to interpret feelings and images impressed upon her by the spirit world. Call now for answers from your guardian angels and loved ones at 800-930-2819. And now here are your hosts, Artie and Sky.
Hey, welcome back, everybody, with Sky and Artie and Angels and Answers. And we're going to talk some more spiritual stuff for the next hour because that's what we do best.
And boy, can I do that a lot.
Yeah.
Okay, so if there's anybody that wants to give us a shout out and give us a nice call so we could answer some of your questions,
or if you want to share some of your experiences.
Yeah, we'd love to hear some of your experiences. You always hear ours.
Yeah.
I feel like I'm getting gypped here. So let me give you the studio number so you can call in it and tell us some of your stuff. And if not, we'll give you a little reading. It's 800-930-2819. And we would love to hear from you. Right, Artie?
Yeah, that's right. And if you want to just talk to us privately, if you wanted a private reading, Sky's number is
908-500-1474.
And mine's 877-ANGEL-02. And I also have Facebook, and I also have YouTube.
You
can check it out. And Sky has that too.
Yeah.
And, you know, you can converse with us. We won't bite you.
Yeah. I love to get, you know, I love to get emails, and I love to get people on my website. I look at it every night, and I don't see anybody coming on. And I think that's because I never told anybody I had one. So now, everybody, I'm telling you, I do have a website, and it's skyofangels.com,
skyofangels.com.
That's how computer savvy I am, folks. Now you see?
You know, it's funny because when I've had other guests on and I would allow them to, you know, say their website, and, you know, you just have to basically say your name. So it makes me laugh when people say www, and then I'll continue www. There's about seven W's, and then your website.
You know, now that I got W's, I want to say them.
Yeah, that's right. You earned it. You say
right.
It, damn it.
I earned my W's.
You earned your W's. You say those W's. You know?
I think we have a caller, Allie, from Franklin Park, New Jersey. Oh, my goodness.
A local. All right.
It's nice to have a local once in a while.
Hey, what's cooking?
I'd like to know what to expect in the area of my love life in the next 3 months.
You want to know what?
What I can expect in the area of love in the next 3 months.
Let me ask you something, because were you holding, because I'm getting the impression that you're holding on to somebody, or you're holding on to somebody that definitely was not serving your purpose.
Oh my God, you took the words out of my mouth.
Oh, very true.
And, you know, you need to step up your game. And you want to know something? When you're in love, when you're in a relationship with somebody, if you're trying too hard, you're trying too hard. Especially, you know, when you first started a relationship, all right? When it comes to relationships, it's a chemistry. And if you feel like the person isn't on the same wavelength as you and you're trying too hard, or they haven't called you back, or they're not texting you, or they're not being considerate, that's your answer. Because
right,
if that's
I know
all that
that
they're capable or willing to give to you, then Don't do that to yourself, because it's going to knock your confidence. It's going to make you upset. You're making them 100% of your thought process, even while you're working or doing whatever, and they're taking away your self-esteem and everything. You need to let it go.
You know what else I'm thinking, Allie? I'm thinking when you get into a relationship, you don't allow yourself to open up. Mm-hmm. And I feel as though because you're not allowing yourself to open up, because it's probably a fear, which is very common. I mean, you know, you're not like out of the ordinary or anything. You're not allowing that to grow. So mm-hmm. I want you to be able to accept and not to worry so much about you getting hurt, but instead try and make that relationship blossom.
You got to learn to be more playful when you're with a relationship, and not be so serious, and not put mm-hmm. a relationship, not attach an agenda to a relationship.
Mm-hmm.
And literally just enjoy yourself in the moment. And if it continues, great. And if not, well, then that's fine too. But just be playful, because that's the art of having fun, whether it be within yourself or whether it be within whoever you're with. And so mm-hmm. long as you're enjoying your own company and you're sharing yourself with that person, if they can't appreciate you or your sense of humor, then, well, that's your answer. But mm-hmm. you shouldn't have to struggle so much.
I see a romantic man coming into your life, a romantic significant other coming into your life. But this person's going to be very romantic. And I have a mm-hmm. feeling you're going to be a little bit closed up and a little bit tense about that. Mm-hmm. Just take it for what it's worth and let it grow. You know, don't read too much into it. Go ahead and take the romance, accept it for what it is, and see how the outcome comes. Don't close up, all right?
Allow yourself to be flirtatious. Allow yourself. Lush. Allow yourself, you know, it's like, I feel like your defenses are so sky high that you're not allowing yourself just to flow and just be natural. You just be playful and just enjoy. And I also feel like this fella originally is from a different country. I don't feel like he's a born native.
Well, there was one from another country, but I have let go of one. But I recently met somebody in June, and I wanted to know how that might work out.
Well, you know what? Be a little bit more flirtatious. Be a little bit more accepting of romance. You also can do that. You know, bring it on yourself. Like, you start the romance. You know what I mean?
Just joke around mm-hmm. a little bit. Be a little more playful with little innuendos. And or just be a little romantic yourself, and maybe, you know, bring him chocolates or you know what I'm saying? Just to spark it up a little bit.
Yeah. I don't think that his needs are being met as much as yours can be. Or
uh-huh.
See, I think he needs more than you do.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? I think that he needs more from the relationship than you're giving him. So I think that, you know, you're pretty okay with what you're getting. He's not. He needs a little bit more. So I would suggest maybe you make dinner arrangements at a restaurant and surprise him, or just be a little bit more flirtatious when you're together, a little bit more romantic. Bring him a flower. You know, show him, come out of your comfort zone.
Because if you don't, mm-hmm. I'm telling you right now, the relationship is going to go a bust.
Yeah.
Because the angels are strongly showing me that it's going to separate, that if you don't start to change your ways, to stop overanalyzing, because you way think too much.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, literally, just where, you know, it's also in the way that you, the way you dress. Don't dress extremely conservative, just dress to be like, you know, in jeans and playful, and just, you know, try to allow yourself to be a little more spontaneous.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
That's okay. What I would do if I was president.
Yeah, okay, thank you.
I think you can change this around. I think that if you do change it around and you give him a little bit more of what, you know, what he's giving you, I think if you give him a little bit more of that, that things are going to really work out for you. Mm-hmm. I kind of like feel as though if it does work out that way, and if you do become a little bit more giving and with your romantic side, that there could possibly be a wedding proposal in there.
Mm-hmm.
And I think this guy is pretty artistic as well.
He's very creative, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm feeling that he's very artistic. And artistic people do have an amazing side to them that is very romantic. Very romantic. Mm-hmm. So I'm telling you, if you just throw that romance in, baby, expect the best.
Okay.
Yeah, don't be afraid to say, hey, you know, would you like to go and see a comedy show, or let me take you out to dinner, my treat.
Or even just a night at your apartment, cook them dinner romantically, watch TV on the couch, you know, have like a real intimate night.
You know, well, and just loosen up. Now, mind you, if he's not with you in that moment, you have to understand that he has to get used to the fact that you're ready for this change, because he's going to say, what's up with you? Or, you know, so you might throw him for a loop by you making these changes. But as you are slowly being consistent at being like this, he will conform to understand like this other side of you. So if he doesn't fully appreciate it at first, I'm telling you, do not give up and just say, okay, you know, and just feel it out. But don't overly think it. Have fun with him and have fun with yourself.
Yeah. He'll love it. He'll love it.
Okay.
All right. And then let us know how you make out.
Please do.
Okay. Thank you.
I want videos.
Don't listen to him.
Thank you for calling in.
Okay, guys, I think we're going to have to take a break now. And so we will be right back with Angels and Answers with Artie and I in 1 minute.
Now, somewhere in the black mining hills of Dakota, there lived a young boy named Rocky Raccoon. And one day his woman ran off with another guy, hit young Rocky in the eye. Rocky didn't like that. He said, I'm gonna get that boy. So
one day. Tune in to the Angels and Answers Psychic Radio Show with clairvoyants Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel every Thursday for a 2-hour show, 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio. Artie and Sky deliver spiritual and motivational messages with passion and a sense of humor. Call in 800-930-2819 for live and on-air readings. Visit ArtieHoffman.com and SkyOfAngels.com.
Tune in to Heart Center Talk Radio with David Christopher Lewis, a gifted clairaudient, Aquarian spiritual author, and talented musical composer on TransformationTalkRadio.com every Wednesday, 9 a.m. Pacific Time, 12 p.m. Eastern Time, with delivering more than 4,000 messages from angels, masters, and divine beings. David will share the ascended master's teachings, insights, and surprising revelations to light bearers. Meet transformative guests who embody change and inspire hope, and get a refreshing and deeply meaningful perspective on life.
Sky Siegel co-hosts one of today's most popular psychic shows, Angels and Answers, with Artie Hoffman, as she communicates healing messages from the spirit world. These messages can be astounding, enlightening, and life-changing. Born with the God-given talent of inner guidance and the amazing ability to heal, Sky has healed thousands of people. Schedule a reading with Sky now. Call 908-500-1474 and visit skyofangels.com. Tune in each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio to Limelight Radio with Katina Macris. This is an inspirational, cutting-edge radio show educating worldwide listeners on a diversity of Lyme disease-related topics. Each week, Katina will interview some of the world's leaders in health, wellness, spirituality, and human potential. For more information, visit LimelightRadio.com. Artie Hoffman is the hottest psychic with the warmest heart and the host of the hit show Angels and Answers. A renowned psychic medium, spiritual life coach, and an entertaining motivational speaker, Artie has helped over 15,000 people with his amazing intuitive gifts, his passion, and his humor. Call 877-ANGEL-02 to schedule a personal reading or to have your own psychic Artie party. That's 877-ANGEL-02. And visit ArtieHoffman.com and Angels and Answers on Facebook.
Tune in each Tuesday at noon Pacific, 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected with Dr. Julie Kroll, featuring weekly segments with David Eisen and the Chakra Sound System. Each week, you will journey through infinite possibilities, expand into social potential, and find beautiful beginnings where endings leave off. Changemakers from around the world will explore what's emergent about the environment, relationships, health, and the evolution of consciousness. Visit TheDrJulieShow.com.
Everybody, you're with Artie and Sky, and you're with Angels and Answers, and we're going to talk more shtick.
Get the shtick out of the ground.
Yeah. There you go. That's for all you Jewish people out there
you get
who
that.
Understand what I'm talking about. You know what? It was a full moon the
no
other
what?
Night.
Oh,
it was
no a full wonder.
Moon. It was a full moon the other night, oh, yeah. And during a full moon, you got to mark it on your calendars, because whenever there's a full moon, and I did this, and I wrote down my affirmations. And during a full moon, it literally magnetizes whatever your prayers are. And you say only what you do want. Never say what you don't want. All right? And I was out there, and I wrote down my affirmations, and I went outside. And I go out at nighttime, you know, 10, 11, 12 at night, whatever. Freezing my butt off. And I took the piece of paper and I just looked at the moon and I burned the piece of paper outside and I allowed the smoke signals to go to heaven. And I also took a candle and I carved my initials in it and I wrote thank you and I meditated on my green candle to manifest whatever it is that I was asking for. And let me tell you something. You know, there are some people say, oh, you should only ask for one or two things, or, oh, I don't want to be greedy. You want to know something? I ask God and the angels for about 50 things. And
is that all?
That's it. Now, literally, I ask probably with no exaggeration, probably about a dozen things that I specifically want. And I write down in detail and I write down that I want the most of, I want the best of. And if you're going to be in business or you're going to do something, don't say, I just need enough money just for this, or, oh, I don't want to be greedy. You know what? Get greedy. And I'm telling you that in a loving way, because when you have a lot of whatever it is you are asking for, that means you could provide yourself and others with a good quality of life. So don't just ask, well, I don't want to be greedy and, you know, I just want to be humble. And good, you'll be humbly poor. And
ungreedily sick.
That's right. And complain that you don't have enough of. And that's your choice. But
God doesn't care how much you want. Just get it out there.
Just get it out there. Listen, God, you know, helped manifest 5 billion, 12 billion people in this world, however many there are. And it grows every day. And he supplies all the food and all the resources. So, you know, don't be afraid like, oh, who am I? You also have to remember.
You're his child.
Yeah, you're his child. So
you're just as important.
You want to know something? I want you to think like your kids. They never stop asking you.
Right. Oh, is that the truth?
I want money. I want a ride. I want this. I want that. And guess what? On the most part, you provide and you give. And what wouldn't you do for your children? Well, God's the same way.
Right.
But you have to ask. You have to ask. And God has the – I don't know. Last time I read, God has the ability to provide you.
Last time I read.
You know, with as much money as Donald Trump.
What does that have? That happen?
You want to know something? And if you want a ton of money, you know, then, you know what? Get creative and start writing down your business plan on what you want in life and write a business plan on how to go about it. And if you don't know how to tackle specifically what you want, then why don't you go to somebody who's already been there and done that? Go to somebody who's already successful and pick their brains. You do not have to reinvent the wheel about trying to accomplish something, whether it be about business, whether it be about getting in better shape, whether it be about managing your money. Go to somebody who has already been successful at what you want and offer to buy them lunch, offer to buy them dinner, whatever. And you know, if you want to offer sex, that's an option too. No, seriously though. When you ask
God for whatever it is you're asking for, it could be either a pair of shoes because you have a hole in them, or $1 billion. You still have the right to ask him.
And you want to know something? One of my friends taught me something not too long ago. And she says, you know something, Artie? Every single day I wake up, and I just started doing this myself. She said, God, please send me people and situations who's in a powerful position, who are successful and who are nice. Have them please come into my life so that I could be a better person, so that I could become more successful. Please bring in people who could help me achieve my dreams. Please bring all good situations in my life and good people in my life. And she says, I say this every day. And she is getting exactly what she asked for.
Is she a hooker?
And no, she's not a hooker though. Although she has a body to be one, but, and she's a cutie. And, you know, and it's amazing. Her life really has taken off within the last, I don't know, say 6 months, since the summertime, you know, and she was actually one of my clients. And I'm very, very proud of her because her life is growing and she is becoming more self-supportive, where she doesn't have to be supported by family members that she can't, that she doesn't like, you know?
Yeah.
So if you have a hard time succeeding in life and you're going in this pity party stage, then you need to start getting angry where you knock fear right out of the arena. Because so long as you hold on to fear, I'm afraid of, because I might lose this, I might lose that, or what about my kids or whatever.
Don't worry,
you
want
to know
it,
something?
Guys.
You have to focus on your dream. You have to focus on your goal and you have to knock fear right out of the arena so that you could just go after what you want, do whatever you have to do, and that's it. And a perfect analogy metaphor is like this. You know, it's like if you have to go to the bathroom and you walk into a store and say, excuse me, can I please use your bathroom?
Oh my God.
And now a lot of times people might say, oh, I'm sorry, it's only for employees, or
I know,
or the bathroom doesn't work, which we all know it still does.
Right.
But let me tell you something. If you had a go so bad where you're about to crap yourself in your pants, if you went to them and say, look, you have a choice. Either you let me in that bathroom that has a sign that says the bathroom doesn't work. Either you let me in that bathroom now, or I am going to go to the bathroom right in front of your cash register. You know, when you have to go that bad where no is not an option. Now, unfortunately, Sky is choking to death over here where she can't breathe. Oxygen, we need oxygen over here.
He kills me, this guy.
The medic.
Allergies. He's the king of allergies, guys.
No,
gotta
but
love it.
But I'm just saying that you have to get to a point where you know what? I don't give a crap. I don't care if I'm not getting the support from my other friends or family members. Then stop sharing your information, your good information, with the people who really don't wish you well. Or if you're afraid that people are in the same boat as you and, you know, they might say, oh, good for you. But yet if they're doing the same thing you're doing, but they might be jealous, you're afraid jealousy energy might be attached, or they don't have as much as you, or they're negative or whatever. You do not want to become you only want to share your good news or powerful news with people who are truly good well-wishers.
Right.
Other than that, keep it to yourself because you don't need any negativity from anybody.
It's unfortunate that you even have to say something like that out there today. But you really do. There's so many people who look at you with a bad eye, like an evil eye, and wish you bad luck. But if you're living your life right, when you're saying your prayers every morning, like I know I do, when I wake up, the first thing in my mouth is the name of God, and to help me have a great day, bless my family, all of them, little ones, big ones, all of them, all of my dear friends, my husband, and make it a good, prosperous day where I am protected by Saint Michael the Archangel and by the light of Jesus, actually. And believe it or not, I'm very lucky to be blessed with good friends, family, and people that never wish me harm. And even if they do wish me harm behind my back, you know what? I don't know about it because it's not working.
Right. Your energy of faith, your energy of love, your energy of desire needs to be greater than your energy of fear. Right. All right. And when you're just focusing on your goal, you're focusing what you have to gain from your hard work and accomplishments. When you just focus on the positive aspect, trust me, it's going to outweigh the negative. I'm not saying that you are not going to climb the mountain without challenges. That goes along with the journey, along with the program. You're always going to have challenges. You're always going to have negativity. But it should not stop you from allowing you to go after your dreams. Okay. And even if you might have limitations in life, whether it be physical, whether it be emotional, whether it be financial, the bottom line is you got to start somewhere. And again, don't be afraid to ask from people for help who have already been there and done that, because that's the best avenue to go. All right. And these people will be able to help you out. And when you're asking somebody, people love when you go to them and they're asking. It's like you're stroking their ego, you know, being that you're so successful, being that you're so this or that. Or, you know what, I'll even be an apprentice for you and to work along with you just so I could learn, you know, where I'm willing to work for nothing just so I could gain the experience. Or you could pay me very little, or, you know, whatever the circumstance calls for.
You want to hear something funny? I just heard in my mind that I should bring up dogs.
But you want to know something? You're going to bring up dogs right after this commercial break.
Okay, dear.
So, all right, everybody. We're going to have a commercial.
Commercial.
Everybody's singing. All right. Well, stick around, everybody, because Artie and Sky, we're going to be right back right after this commercial break.
The shark, babe, has such teeth, dear, and it shows.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
The Read of a Lifetime, Advanced Studies of the Human Aura by David Christopher Lewis, overflows with new vital revelations to enlighten your mind and transform your world. Learn to supercharge your aura with rainbow-colored radiance and magnetize your heart's highest desires. Advanced Studies of the Human Aura, it will change how you see yourself. Advanced Studies of the Human Aura by David Christopher Lewis. Order it today at davidclewisbook.org.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Tune in to Sheer Alchemy with Leslie Fontaine on TransformationTalkRadio.com and get ready to stir up your passions, remove your blocks, and shift into an entirely new existence. Speaker, teacher, channel, clairvoyant, Leslie Fontaine is a transformation catalyst who channels a powerful energy from Source to catapult listeners into living the life they were born to live. Whether it's shifting from scarcity to abundance, from emotional pain into joy, or from illness into health, Leslie will help you step into the true essence and power of all that you are with the help of the Ascended Masters and Archangels. You will not be the same. Visit TransformationTalkRadio.com for show dates and times, and LeslieFontaine.com to say yes to explosive abundance.
Artie Hoffman is the hottest psychic with the warmest heart and the host of the hit show Angels and Answers. A renowned psychic, medium, spiritual life coach, and an entertaining motivational speaker, Artie has helped over 15,000 people with his amazing intuitive gifts, his passion, and his humor. Call 877-ANGEL-02 to schedule a personal reading or to have your own psychic Artie party. That's 877-ANGEL-02. And visit ArtieHoffman.com and Angels and Answers on Facebook.
All right, welcome back, everybody. You're with Artie and Sky as she is still choking her brains out.
Hey, listen, I just had pneumonia, babe.
Yeah, Sky was sick, and you know, it's a shame that the winters are so cold nowadays. It's terrible. It's like the coldest. Sky, you're gonna have to close that door because you're freezing me out here.
You know what? I also have asthma. And when you get asthma and you get sick.
Yeah, when you have asthma, you get sick and you smoke. It's not a good combination.
No.
So what are you trying to tell us here?
I'm an idiot.
All right. So there you go, folks. The truth is in the pudding right there. Public information right there. No, but seriously, if you want something that bad enough, you need to really be committed. All right. And I don't mean committed in an insane asylum. But you need to really be focused on your task. If you want to write that book, there's lots of people who are dying to write a book.
Yes.
And you know what? I'm going to tell you how I started to write my book, and I didn't get it published just yet. But
you said I was going to read that. You never gave it to me to read.
Really?
Yeah,
all
really.
Right. I'll give it to you soon, I promise. Okay. So anyway, what I did was rather than feel like I have to write down a paragraph for each chapter – all I did was write down the title of each chapter. And with that, all the information just flew out, and I knew exactly what I wanted to talk about.
And you don't think that came from spirit?
Oh, no, it could very well come from spirit.
Of course it came
from spirit. Yeah, because I'm channeling.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm channeling as I'm writing. It's like effortless.
He's a channeler.
You know? And for those of you who have writer's block and whatnot, then why don't you step out of your element? Get away from your home and maybe hang out by the beach, by the park, hang out at the mall and just people watch and maybe go to the movies, but allow yourself just to open up.
Can I just say one thing?
I'll let you say two things.
Okay, good. Remember what, before we took the break, I said there was something about a dog? I'm feeling that as one of our listeners right now is making a choice about getting a dog or not getting a dog. And I feel that they're telling me that you should make the choice to get the dog for protection purposes. And they're fighting with it, that they don't want the responsibility. They don't want to be locked up with the dog. And this is coming loud and clear to me, guys. So there's one of you out there that is really debating against a dog, against getting a dog.
And somebody right now is saying, oh, my God.
I know.
Someone's saying, oh, my God, and they're covering their mouth as they're saying it. And now they're laughing because I just said their physical action.
So if you want to call in, we'll discuss it. But I know, I feel it. You're listening. And get the dog. Get the dog.
And if you don't call in, we won't discuss it.
Right. This is it. I'm not saying another word about
it. That's it.
If you don't call.
Rough, 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 rough. It'll be rough on you.
You're making me snort.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Okay, so what did you do last week?
What did I do last week? Let's see. What did I do last week? I've been doing a lot of movie hopping lately.
Have you really? Yeah. What have you been seeing?
I saw Big Eyes, which I highly recommend. Great movie. And it's about this artist, this female artist who created all the paintings of the big eyes of like children. Like,
oh,
you know,
yes.
And she's a phenomenal artist.
True story?
It's a true story.
Yeah.
The last few that I saw have been true stories.
I saw St. Vincent.
Oh, really?
Yes, I loved it.
Yeah,
it was amazing.
Yeah, great,
oh, my God.
Great.
I highly recommend that movie, too.
Yeah, great movie. It's out of the movie theater, so you have to get on DVD now or something.
Or bootleg it.
Or bootleg it, right. One or the other. Welcome to our spiritual station, Angels and Answers.
Where we bootleg.
Where we bootleg. go to our website. We have a bunch of bootlegs that you can get them before it even goes out to market.
But you didn't hear it here.
But you didn't hear it here. That's right. We're only kidding.
No, we're not.
That's right.
Hey, we are, folks.
All right, but no, but as far as with Big Eyes, so it's about a lady who is a very gifted artist, and her husband took all the credit and mass-produced her paintings and did all the marketing.
Just
and
like
he was
man.
He was a genius at marketing and producing and all that other good stuff. And they became millionaires, and they were both started off as poor. And because of her talent, because of his marketing genius and the way he handles the public, they became millionaires. And I'm not going to tell you, and he totally took advantage of her. And he became abusive. And I'm not going to tell you the ending of the movie, but you should see it because it's a very good movie. It is, there is a happy ending to it. But again,
she murders him.
No, she doesn't. And, you know, but there is a happy ending to this, and it's really good. And I also saw the movie called The Imitation Game.
Imitation Game.
The Imitation
That's
Game. And it's a true story.
James Bond things, right?
No. Well, I got news for you. It could have been, but it's a true story.
Is it?
And no, it's not a James Bond thing. It's James Bond as far as dealing with trying to decode. What it is, it's about a mathematical genius from Britain who was so smart with numbers and decoding all kinds of different theories of other people. And what happened was he ended up creating a machine that was able to decode the Germans' messages.
Really?
As they were sending out submarines and sneak attacks to all these different countries, and that's how Germans were able to do what they were doing. They would sneak attack.
Oh.
And so this guy – and so they would be sending messages to one another –
On where
to send the submarines and where certain airplanes or ships are going to be. And so they were decoding everybody as far as where to go and what to do. So what happened was that this guy ended up decoding, because they were all sneak attacks, all of them, that what the Germans were doing. And that's how they were able to beat all these countries one by one. But then when this one guy from Britain, his original boss – all of a sudden stopped him from doing what he needed to do. And so he would not take no for an answer. He was so smart and so brilliant, and he was so confident in himself. He said, no, he goes, I need £100,000 to create the machine that I need to create so that I could beat them. And I know I could beat them, but I need this machine because there is 1,159,000,000 different codes out there.
Wow.
And he needed to create a machine that was able to decode it. And so what happened was, and this is The Imitation, I'm not going to tell you the ending or whatnot, because there is a love story to this and there's other stories connected to this. And lo and behold, the interesting thing is he said, who is your superior? And he said, Winston Churchill himself.
Wow.
He goes, okay, then that's if that's what I need to do. And so anyway, so he sent a letter to one of the agents of, you know, of Britain, who was taking a ride to go to the parliament to where Winston Churchill is. And he gave him the letter. And so anyway, Winston Churchill read his letter and went to the guy's boss, and the boss said to all the other mathematicians, he goes, he's now your boss.
Wow.
And he goes, does he have the right to do that? He goes, well, according to me, no. According to Winston Churchill, yes. And he goes, right away, he goes, he ended up firing two mathematicians. He goes, you guys, he goes, you're not worth a crap. He just said it right there.
Yeah.
He goes, both of you are fired. And so the two of them looked at him and then looked at their boss and says, can he do that? He said, according to me, no, but according to Winston Churchill, yes, he is the one in charge. He says, you guys
sounds
are gone.
Sounds like a great movie.
It is. It's a phenomenal movie. It's a true story. And you want to talk about, you know, years of perseverance. And it took him 2 years to finally figure out how to decode all of Germany.
Wow.
Now, what happened was just because they found out right away, they could not go after the Germans and then just stop it, because then the Germans would have changed their code.
Right.
And so
they let them get away with a little bit.
They let them get away with a little bit, and they did bomb certain ships or whatever,
right.
But they couldn't stop them, even though they knew what was going on.
Right.
So I'm not even going to tell you what they did, but they helped the Allies in a certain way, where all the Allies were getting the information from Britain so that the Germans didn't know where it was coming from, because it was coming from all angles, but every single one of their Allies were prepared and ended up beating Germany.
Amazing. That sounds like a great story.
It was and there's more to it than that. It's called The Imitation.
I'm going to write it down.
I think it's called The Imitation Game or The Imitation.
I like this. I'm going to write it down.
It is a phenomenal movie. It keeps your attention the whole way through. I'm not going to tell you the ending, because there is an incredible ending at the end of this.
Yeah.
And when you read, you know, it's always interesting to read the story at the end of what happened to each person.
Yes.
And they talk about that. They have a written story about what happened with each guy and with each person and stuff.
So cool. I love stories like that.
I loved it. It's like I loved it so much. Even though I know what's going to happen, I would probably even go see it again, because I get a charge out of people who take no for an answer. Who don't take no for an answer.
Right.
People who don't take no for an answer, who are that kind of confident and say, I know what I know. And even though everybody else disagrees with you, it's like, you know what? I know what I know, and I don't care, and I'm still going after it. And what I have read a long time ago, and I said this before in a previous show. You're not dying on me, are you?
No, I'm not dying.
Okay. What I read a long time ago is a definition of a genius. A definition of a genius.
Okay. Why?
Yeah, Sky. That's the definition of a genius. But no, it's the definition of a genius is somebody who could see a target that nobody else could see, and you hit a bullseye. That's the definition of a genius.
I don't get it.
So it's a.
I guess I'm not a genius.
What do you mean? You don't get it?
I don't get what you just said.
A genius is somebody who could see a target.
Right.
That nobody else could see the target.
That nobody else could
see the target.
Oh, I get it.
And then the genius hits a bullseye.
Now I get it.
That's what I meant. And this is what this guy did. He had foresight. He had foresight, you know?
Yes.
So
I know what you're thinking, and don't say it.
Right. She was reading my mind.
I read his mind.
I held back.
Like yesterday's
it's
newspaper.
It's a family program. I forgot. I'm sorry.
All right. Can't pull it over on me.
That's right.
Listen, Hoffman.
All right, Miss Sky. All right, listen, we got to go to a commercial break.
All right.
Sorry, everybody. So stick around, because Sky and I and our foresight will be right back right after this commercial break.
Slow down, you crazy child. You're so ambitious for a juvenile. But then if you're so smart, tell me why are you still so afraid?
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life. Each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
The Read of a Lifetime, Advanced Studies of the Human Aura by David Christopher Lewis, overflows with new vital revelations to enlighten your mind and transform your world. Learn to supercharge your aura with rainbow-colored radiance and magnetize your heart's highest desires. Advanced Studies of the Human Aura, it will change how you see yourself. Advanced Studies of the Human Aura by David Christopher Lewis. Order it today at davidclewisbook.org.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Tune in to Sheer Alchemy with Leslie Fontaine on TransformationTalkRadio.com and get ready to stir up your passions, remove your blocks, and shift into an entirely new existence. Speaker, teacher, channel, clairvoyant, Leslie Fontaine is a transformation catalyst who channels a powerful energy from Source to catapult listeners into living the life they were born to live. Whether it's shifting from scarcity to abundance, from emotional pain into joy, or from illness into health, Leslie will help you step into the true essence and power of all that you are with the help of the Ascended Masters and Archangels. You will not be the same. Visit TransformationTalkRadio.com for show dates and times and LeslieFontaine.com to say yes to explosive abundance.
Artie Hoffman is the hottest psychic with the warmest heart and the host of the hit show Angels and Answers. A renowned psychic medium, spiritual life coach, and an entertaining motivational speaker, Artie has helped over 15,000 people with his amazing intuitive gifts, his passion, and his humor. Call 877-ANGEL-02 to schedule a personal reading or to have your own psychic Artie party. That's 877-ANGEL-02. And visit ArtieHoffman.com and Angels and Answers on Facebook.
Hi, everybody. Welcome back to Angels and Answers with our dear Artie and our dear
Sky, the genius.
I decode.
She decodes. And let's see, another one that I saw. Let's see, I saw Big Eyes. I saw Limitations. And what's another? There's another really good. Oh, you want to know something?
Yeah.
I saw this other movie. And I wasn't happy about it. See, I'm the type of person, right, being that, you know, I'm Jewish, I'm the type of person that I cannot go to the Holocaust Museum.
Oh, yeah.
I know about it.
I
don't want to go to Ground Zero. Right. I don't want to go to the Holocaust. I don't need to live the experience.
Wallow in that suffering.
I don't want to wallow in the suffering. Misery. I know it's happened.
Yes.
And not that I don't have empathy for those people, but you don't have to keep on reliving it and reliving it.
Right.
Maybe for some people, because to some people, it's just not their reality, but also, you know, I have family and friends who visited Auschwitz in Poland, and they went through the experience of going through the concentration camps and all that other stuff. They came out so depressed. And it's like, there's no way I would want to go through that because of one, you know, jackass named Hitler and Stalin, there's a couple of them, who put so many people through torture. And I just choose not to want to go there and experience it. And even in my own personal life, you know, the experience stunk. I get it. All right. It was a bad experience. People have grown from it. There's a lot of amazing stories of survival, what people have done to, you know, to overcome.
That's
and,
true.
You know, and it really is. It's amazing how, I don't know,
so
the miracles that came out of such negativity.
And we saw
the movie Unbreakable. And the reason why I mention this is because of this. And Unbreakable is about a guy who's literally been to, you know, he was an Olympic star and he's been to hell and back. And his plane, you know, he was in the war and he crashes into the water and he's surviving out there for, you know, so many days. I'm being very general because I don't want to ruin it for everybody. And then, you know, of course, the Japanese ends up finding him and the other guy.
They were brutal.
Yeah, they were absolutely brutal. And to see a guy constantly get beaten throughout the entire movie.
Mm.
And it was literally
I'm empathetic. I can't do it.
And it just irritated the hell out of me that somebody has.
I get physically ill when I see
stuff
like that.
Well, don't see it, you know?
I wish I saw it,
you know, and I understand it because the whole thing was, the guy wasn't broken. He ended up living through it. And at the end of the war, you know, as the guy got older, he lived to be, I don't know, he just died recently, like within the last year.
Really?
The guy who she made the story about. And in his senior years, he went back to Japan, giving forgiveness to everybody who badgered him, except the main guy who tortured him the most chose not to see him. He wanted to see him so he could give him forgiveness, and the guy chose not to.
Really?
And but the people of Japan, because they actually honored him in Japan, they actually threw a parade for him,
yeah,
honoring him for his love and for his forgiveness to be so beautiful and be so, so forgiving.
Yeah.
And, you know, most people just aren't
what
like
that. With a machete and a machine gun,
yeah,
on the porch.
Yeah, exactly.
Wow.
And to come out to be humbled like that.
Really?
That
teaches a lot.
But want to know something, like I said, to see somebody go through all that torture, and I know, you know, there was a happy ending and all that stuff, and that, it was great. But again, it's literally like throughout most of the movie, it's equivalent to seeing Jesus Christ being beaten right before the cross.
I can't see that either.
Was like half the movie was just that.
Oh, I see. And we can't see. There are people out there who actually enjoy movies like that.
Yeah, I
know. Do you know why we can't? We can't enjoy that.
We're too empathetic.
Yeah. That's our makeup.
I'm not into violence, you know, and all these killings and, you know, they you know, all these action movies and all these machetes and killings and machine
guns.
I hate
those movies.
You know, and I just, I don't know. I just can't. I know. It's like the excitement of it, you know, but it's Hollywood. You know, you have one guy coming in and using a machine gun and shooting about 55 guys.
Oh, please.
You know what amazes me about James Bond?
What?
It's like no matter how many times he's shot at,
he never gets hit. I know.
And yet he rolls over on his back up on a snowmobile firing about two guns at the same time. How he does it, God only knows.
I know.
And he ends up killing everybody.
I know this is going to sound crazy, but my husband's a big James Bond freak.
Uh-huh.
So
I'm a big James Bond freak, but only for the girls.
Oh, okay.
The girls, you know?
Well,
and the romance of it. That's what I'm a big.
And he's very handsome. Oh, my God.
Oh, your
Sean
husband?
Connery? No. Don't be ridiculous.
What are you talking about, your husband?
What, are you crazy? I'm talking about Sean Connery.
I'm trying to give your husband a little feather in his cap here. All right.
No, Sean.
I'm sure tomorrow he's going to get his name legally changed to Sean.
No, but he gave me this marathon that we had to watch these James Bond movies, and there was one character there that I laughed for an hour and a half.
Austin Powers?
Yes. No, Pussy Galore. What is that?
Right.
Did you see that woman, Pussy Galore?
No.
She had, I don't mean to get graphic or anything, but she had pointy boobies, like you could stick your finger with them, and she looked so stereotype of the 60s, and her name was Pussy Galore. Wow. I said, what?
I'm surprised Raquel Welch didn't make it as one of the girls, the James Bond girls.
Oh, my God.
She had that voluptuous. Yeah, she was the sex.
Oh, she was very pretty.
Hitting at them.
Yeah, she was pretty. But that was so funny, that Pussy Galore thing with that, what's his name, Sean Connery? Oh, he's one hunky-hunky.
Yeah.
He's a hunky-dunky, guys. Yeah.
Well, she's saying girls. Guys, if you're gay, but
yeah,
girls.
Yeah. It's okay. I will share.
It's okay, but it's okay to be gay.
Absolutely. I love it. I love it. It's very cool. It's very cool. And I was just telling Artie, I think that gay people are so lucky and so fortunate because not only are they born gay, which is a beautiful thing, but they're also born so intelligent.
And clean.
Yeah. I wish I was gay.
They're great dancers. They're usually good dancers.
No,
meticulous.
I'm very serious. I'm very serious.
Open-minded.
Very. Along with that amazing ability to have what we call to be two-spirited, and that is a very big honor in the Native community, to be two-spirited. And not only have to be so intelligent.
Intelligent, open-minded. But
yes,
you want to know,
I love it.
We have to wind up our show now.
Aww.
Yep. So listen, everybody, from my mouth to God's ears, may God bless you all with lots of love, happiness, and prosperity. May 2015 bring you all the peace and happiness that your heart desires. Do not be afraid to ask the angels and the Holy Spirit for all your dreams to come true. And I want you to be greedy. Ask for only what you do want, not what you don't want, and burn your affirmations outside.
Yes. And also, folks, peace, love, health, and prosperity to all. And God bless each and every one of you.
And until next week, everybody, stay well, stay happy, and stay safe.
Goodbye. Bye, everyone.
You've been listening to Angels and Answers Psychic Radio Show with clairvoyants Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel. Tune in every Thursday for this great two-hour show at 2 p.m. Pacific and 5 p.m. Eastern Time. And remember to call in at 800-930-2819 to get answers from your guardian angels and loved ones. Artie and Sky have helped thousands of people with remarkable accuracy as they tune in, use their intuitive gifts and inner guidance, and communicate with people's angels and loved ones who have passed on. To schedule your session, call Artie at 877-ANGEL-02 and visit ArtieHoffman.com, and call Sky at 908-500-1474 and visit SkyOfAngels.com for personal or group readings. And tune in next week for this fabulous hit show. Tune in to the Angels and Answers Psychic Radio Show with clairvoyants Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel every Thursday for a two-hour show, 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio. Artie and Sky deliver spiritual and motivational messages with passion and a sense of humor. Call in 800-930-2819 for live and on-air readings. Visit ArtieHoffman.com and SkyOfAngels.com.
Tune in to Heart Center Talk Radio with David Christopher Lewis, a gifted clairaudient, Aquarian spiritual author, and talented musical composer on TransformationTalkRadio.com every Wednesday, 9 a.m. Pacific Time, 12 p.m. Eastern Time, with delivering more than 4,000 messages from angels, masters, and divine beings. David will share the Ascended Master's teachings, insights, and surprising revelations to light bearers. Meet transformative guests who embody change and inspire hope, and get a refreshing and deeply meaningful perspective on life.
Sky Siegel co-hosts one of today's most popular psychic shows, Angels and Answers, with Artie Hoffman as she communicates healing messages from the spirit world. These messages can be astounding, enlightening, and life-changing. Born with the God-given talent of inner guidance and the amazing ability to heal, Sky has healed thousands of people. Schedule a reading with Sky now. Call 908-500-1474 and visit skyofangels.com. Tune in each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio to Limelight Radio with Katina Macris. This is an inspirational, cutting-edge radio show educating worldwide listeners on a diversity of Lyme disease-related topics. Each week, Katina will interview some of the world's leaders in health, wellness, spirituality, and human potential. For more information, visit LimelightRadio.com. Artie Hoffman is the hottest psychic with the warmest heart and the host of the hit show Angels and Answers. A renowned psychic medium, spiritual life coach, and an entertaining motivational speaker, Artie has helped over 15,000 people with his amazing intuitive gifts, his passion, and his humor. Call 877-ANGEL-02 to schedule a personal reading or to have your own psychic Artie party. That's 877-ANGEL-02. And visit ArtieHoffman.com and Angels and Answers on Facebook.
Tune in each Tuesday at noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected with Dr. Julie Kroll, featuring weekly segments with David Eisen and the Chakra Sound System. Each week, you will journey through infinite possibilities, expand into social potential, and find beautiful beginnings where endings leave off. Change makers from around the world will explore what's emergent about the environment, relationships, health, and the evolution of consciousness. Visit thedrjulieshow.com.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
The Read of a Lifetime, Advanced Studies of the Human Aura by David Christopher Lewis, overflows with new vital revelations to enlighten your mind and transform your world. Learn to supercharge your aura with rainbow-colored radiance and magnetize your heart's highest desires. Advanced Studies of the Human Aura, it will change how you see yourself. Advanced Studies of the Human Aura by David Christopher Lewis. Order it today at davidclewisbook.org.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.